I'm visiting today with Missouri Director of Agriculture, Chris Chin. Chris, Lieutenant Governor Mike Heel made a presentation yesterday, a proclamation, actually, for June to be Dairy Month. Talk a little bit about that event.
Sure. We are really excited. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe was able to spend the afternoon with us at Central Dairy here in Jefferson City to kick off June as Dairy Month. We were excited. There were a lot of dairymen and women who came to be a part of that presentation, and it was just an opportunity to promote Missouri dairy products and make sure that we were celebrating the hard work of our farming community and everything that those men and women do on a daily basis to make sure that we have safe and nutritious dairy products on the grocery store shelf.
You talk about dedication with those dairy producers. I tell you what, that's one of those jobs that you don't up and leave for 3 or 4 days at a time. You pretty much have to have someone right there on the farm all the time.
You're exactly right, Larry. And it's not just once a day, it's twice a day. So these men and women are so dedicated to the dairy cattle that they care for and making sure that they have their every need is met. Most of them milk about 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. So twice a day they are with their cattle, making sure they're giving them the proper care and nutrition that they need. It's a hard job, and very rarely do you see them away from the farm.
One name in dairy that's been big for us here in Missouri for years, Central Dairy. I understand that's where you met yesterday, and what a history behind that organization.
Absolutely. They are a staple in Missouri agriculture, but also in the Jefferson City community. School kids come from all across the state. People come from out of state to visit the Central Dairy ice cream parlor here in Jefferson City. They can get any flavor imaginable there. And it really is a great showcase of the hard work of our dairymen and women, as well as all their staff that works in their processing facility, and even the truck drivers who bring the milk to that facility. So we're really excited to have them be a part of the Missouri agriculture industry.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks for joining me this morning here. I will be seeing you, I'm sure, at the State Fair kickoff in just a couple of days. So always look forward to that as well.
Absolutely, Larry. And we always appreciate your coverage of the Missouri State Fair. The hard work of our 4-H and FFA youth does not go unnoticed when you're around. So we really appreciate everything you do to help promote Missouri agriculture.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure, and I love doing that. Now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. How does Reese eat her ice cream? With her spoon. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.